rated as a very important or important success factor by the large majority of millionaires. Another respondent indicated that he managed commercial real estate. When I read this and some of his related comments, I said to myself, I bet that this respondent, number 0103, circled very important when he was asked about the relative importance of one particular success factor. I was correct in my speculation. What factor was so very important in explaining his success as a manager of commercial real estate? Being honest with all people. This factor is so vital because integrity is a critical element of success when one manages other people's property or money. Respondent number 0103 is not alone. This measure of integrity, being honest with all people, was tied for first in regard to the percentage of millionaires who rated it as a very important reason for their economic success. Unfortunately, today's headlines and news stories are full of reports about people in high places who lack integrity. Even President Bill Clinton suggested that his deceptive acts be placed in a box score context, implying that his overall batting average as president was good to terrific. Most economically successful people don't believe that integrity, or lack of it, can be averaged into one's overall grade point average. Let's see, that's an A for economy, B for foreign policy, B for domestic tranquility, B for enhancing social mandates, but an F for integrity. In college terms, that's enough to get by with a 2.6 GPA. But integrity is a different part of life's curriculum. It is a pass-fail course. If you lack integrity, most millionaires will tell you that you will not and should not graduate to economic success. What if a young up-and-coming business owner or physician just starting a practice deceives his customers or patients? What if a business owner misrepresents the products he offers? They fail Integrity 101, and they will never succeed or graduate without having integrity. Dr. Robert, age 45, is a case study in integrity. He had a thriving medical practice, but unfortunately, this internist had a difficult time keeping his hands off his female assistants. He had numerous adulterous affairs with several members of his staff. Eventually, his wife discovered her husband's transgressions, and in short order, she divorced him. Even before the divorce decree was finalized, Dr. Robert's wife joined a local support group for women in transition from being married to being divorced. Mrs. Robert detailed to the group members the adulterous behavior of her husband, with numerous case examples. Several fellow members were patients of Dr. Robert's, but they are no longer his patients today. Neither are the countless numbers of patients who heard about Dr. Robert's deceit through the grapevine. At this time, Dr. Robert is also in transition. He's in the process of moving his office to another market area. 15 squared. Integrity is defined in Webster's as firm adherence to a code of especially moral values, incorruptibility. People with integrity know the difference between right and wrong, between the truth and fabrication. The survey shows that most economically productive people value integrity highly and credit it for their success. John Barry is the owner of a successful real estate management firm and a man of great integrity. He built the business from ground zero. Most of his clients are owners of shopping centers, and John's firm is responsible for managing these properties. The firm does everything from collecting rent to hiring contractors when repairs or renovations are required. To make such repairs, John hires contractors who provide the best products and services for the most competitive prices. It sounds easy, but it's not always a simple process. John goes out of his way to ensure that his clients receive the best deal for their dollars. John documents his fiduciary responsibility at every step in the process of selecting and directing contractors. Integrity and the reputation that goes along with it are extremely important elements that underlie his success. John told me that his father, a rather famous and successful manager of talent in the entertainment business, taught him much about integrity. He often told his son, "Never lie. Never tell one lie. If you tell one lie, you will have to eventually tell 15 more to cover up the first lie." According to John's dad, one lie requires a cover of 15 more. In turn, each of these 15 requires 15 more, or 225 lies. Furthermore, each of the 225 lies next requires 15 more. Now we are at 225 times 15, or 3,375 lies. Again, 3,375 times 15 equals 50,625, and so on. It is a much more productive use of one's time, energy, and intelligence to always tell the truth, to be honest with all people. Eggs, please, jumbo and smart. Today, through the miracle of medical science, many infertile couples who want to have children are being helped. That's why the market for both egg and sperm donors is growing at an increasing rate. Most couples, whether they are fertile or not, have a strong need to have children, and many don't care if their first or second born child is a boy or girl, has blue eyes or brown, so long as it's healthy. But there are some couples who want more than so long as it's healthy. They have a strong need to produce a child who has certain characteristics, particularly high intelligence. According to a recent New York Times article by Gina Colata entitled $50,000 Offered to Tall, Smart Egg Donor, an advertisement was recently placed in several college newspapers with the following headline: Egg Donor Needed, Large Financial Incentive. According to a report published in the New York Times, the advertisement was placed in the newspapers of some of this country's most prestigious colleges. The term large financial incentive was a bit of an understatement. The infertile couple was offering $50,000 to an egg donor, but the donor must have certain characteristics. She must be intelligent and athletic. The advertisement stated that the donor must have a 1400 SAT score or higher and be at least 5'10", a proxy measure of athletic ability. The assumption is that an egg from a tall person with a 1400 plus SAT score will produce a child who has high analytical intellect and will also be tall. Keep in mind that the infertile couple in this case is highly educated and want a child who can be highly educated as well. They are tall, so they want a child who is tall. I read this information several times, and each time I couldn't help but feel that I was reading about some fellow who breeds hunting hounds. I have to assume that the infertile couple probably had good intentions in their quest for a match. They are apparently high on the analytical intelligence scale. So what's wrong with trying to find a donor who also possesses high analytical intelligence? And both are tall and athletic, so naturally they want to enhance the probability. But life can play many tricks on people. Just because mom and dad are high up on the intellect scale doesn't mean their offspring, Thad and Buffy,